that's expected to produce severe weather and possible tornadoes throughout the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Anna Speidel in Kalamazoo.
Search and rescue operations are underway in parts of Oklahoma after a tornado touchdown, killing at least two people. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Thousands lost power as strong thunderstorms rolled through Kansas last night. The National Weather Service issued tornado watches and severe thunderstorm warnings for portions of northeast and north central Kansas last night, then issued a tornado warning for the Kansas City metro area from about 11:30 to midnight last night as radar detected rotation in Johnson and Wyandotte counties. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Morris County Sheriff's Office are investigating after human remains were found in a field in a rural area. The identity of the person has not been confirmed. The KBI says it may take longer than typical because of the condition of the remains. An autopsy has been scheduled. Anyone with information about the case is encouraged to contact the KBI. A nuclear power company founded by Bill Gates is looking for a plant site, and Kansas is on its short list. TerraPower is set to build its first sodium-cooled plant in Wyoming. Another potential location the company told Kansas lawmakers about is on the land of Evergy's Wolf Creek nuclear plant in Burlington. TerraPower's Vice President of Governmental Affairs, Andrew Richards, says the next step is to hold public forums.
Our company will come and provide a technical presentation to anybody that's interested, and we will sit and listen and take questions from anybody who has questions.
Environmental groups that oppose TerraPower says the plant setup could lead to safety issues. In the Big 12 women's basketball tournament, Kansas State will play its fourth game in 4 days as the Wildcats have advanced to the tournament semifinals. The Wildcats will play TCU, the Big 12's regular season champion, at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. Wildcats freshman Jordan Spicer scored 21 points off the bench in yesterday's upset win over fourth-seeded Oklahoma State. Spicer says her confidence has grown in her first year at K-State.
100%. I feel like naturally, like, as you get comfortable, you're going to get more confidence. But, yeah, as the year has gone on, I think that is true for me.
In the second semifinal, Colorado will play West Virginia at 5:30 this evening. In men's basketball, KU and K-State end their regular seasons in Allen Fieldhouse at 1 o'clock this afternoon. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station.
And you're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday, March 11th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, Christians are in the season of Lent, and Muslims are in the holy month of Ramadan. For many people, that means it's a season of fasting. What accounts for fasting's longevity across various religious traditions? That story coming up with Dina Pritchett at 9:30 this morning as Weekend Edition Saturday continues on KPER.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Again, we've got more Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Jason Benetti, the new voice of Sunday Night Baseball, stops by to play Not My Job. It's NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR 1 and KPR 2. Cloudy skies this morning, then gradually clearing. Highs today in the lower 50s. It's 37 in Atchison, 38 in Emporia, 38 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
At college or university to launch a Division I women's wrestling program. And they're headed to the national championships.
To any young woman, to any young person who wants to do something, even if it's not been done before, that doesn't mean it can't be done.
I'm Adrian Ma, and we're talking what's new with women's wrestling on All Things Considered on NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered at 4 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, how a rock band got inspiration from a Turkish folk singer. That story coming up at about 9:54 this morning on Weekend Edition Saturday. Then stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR 1 and KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu.
Cloudy skies and windy this morning with gusts up to 25 miles per hour, then clearing as the day goes on. Highs today in the lower 50s. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s. It's 38 degrees in Atchison, 40 degrees in Chanute, 39 in Emporia, 39 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're live streaming at Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. That's just ahead at 10 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
If you're 70 and a half years or older, consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today. It's a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station you love. Details at kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
Cloudy skies this morning and windy with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Those skies will clear over the course of the day, highs in the low 50s. It's 38 in Atchison, 40 degrees in Emporia, 39 in Topeka.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. It's rare these days that the whole nation can come together, even rarer that we're all hoping for the same good outcome. But it's true, this week everybody hoped someone would not let the door hit them on the way out. We'll ask who's fleeing into the sunset, plus the new voice of baseball in America, Jason Benetti, tells us how he would make our game interesting, and Bill Curtis explains why he always does Wordle without even looking at the screen.
The brain needs to be used.
We'll ask who's really asking us to cook our noodles on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Israel says it struck multiple sites throughout Iran overnight.
Youth and criminal justice reforms.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Cloudy skies this morning and windy with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Highs today near 53 degrees. It will clear this afternoon. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence, 39 in Topeka. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an
Week on 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Socks right on the floor. He rubs his toes and says there's...
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Where else are you going to hear Mr. Stinky Feet on the radio? But at 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review. Available to stream on demand on the PBS app. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me tomorrow for Prairie Journal when we're celebrating basketball season. The Sunflower Showdown, the men heading to the Big 12 tournament, we look back on one fan's 40-year love affair with the Jayhawks. Jalon David is the author of Stories from the Fog on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR's...
Join me for an hour of Kansas City Jazz, live at the Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org. Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin Halliburton, Susanna Johannes, and Jeff Stoltz. Free at the Lawrence Public Library, Wednesday at 6 p.m. Cloudy skies this morning, highs today in the low 50s. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR State.
Producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what would be the next big internet beauty trend? Nagin Farsad.
Feet maxing. Bunions are cool, so you can now get them surgically added to your feet.
Hari Kondabolu.
Brain smashing. It's time to get rid of some excess brain cells.
Luke Burbank.
Look snacksing, where I make a bunch of snacks and I look at the internet to try to figure out what the hell people are doing to their faces.
Ooh. Well, if any of that happens, panel, we're going to ask you about it. On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Nagin Farsad, Luke Burbank, and Hari Kondabolu. Thanks to our fabulous audience here at the Studebaker Theater in downtown Chicago. Thanks to all of you for listening wherever you might be. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity. Playing March 13th through 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theaterlawrence.com. The time is 11 o'clock. This is KPR.
The next day,
in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/com. And from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. We still got some clouds in the area, clearing skies this afternoon, highs today near 53. It's 44 in Lawrence, 42 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From PRX, this is the Moth
Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now presenting Street Nihonga, the Art of Jimmy Tsutomu Mirakatana, featuring the largest assembly of the artist's work to date. Details available at spencerart.ku.edu. And from Kaw Valley Greenhouses, a sponsor of the Kansas City Garden Symposium, a full day of garden education and inspiration presented by Gardeners Connect on Saturday, March 21st. Tickets and more information at gardenersconnect.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From PRX, this is the Moth Radio.
Moth.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, what's really happening inside our nation's immigration system right now? That's just ahead here on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And from the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with authors Shalon David, Nicole Woods, Bill Sheldon, and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. Speaking of Shalon David, hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal tomorrow. We'll visit with Shalon David about 40 years at the Fog, looking back at a big KU basketball fan's favorite memories of Allen Fieldhouse. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on Kansas Public Radio. We've still got pretty cloudy skies. They'll clear this afternoon. Highs today in the lower 50s. Sunny and warmer tomorrow. Highs in the mid 60s. It's 48 degrees in Manhattan, 46 degrees in Topeka. Here in Lawrence, 45 degrees. The time is 12:01. This is KPR.
Immigration officials have been doing a lot of things lately that seem very